May 23rd, 1905. In order not to feel disturbance, the soul must found herself well in God. This morning, I found myself outside of myself, and I felt someone in my arms, with his head leaning on my shoulder. I could not manage to see who he was, so I pulled him by force, saying to him, "Tell me at least who you are." And he, "I am the All." On hearing him say he was the All, I said, "And I am the Nothing. See, Lord, how right I am that this Nothing must remain united with the All. Otherwise, it will be like a handful of dust which the wind scatters away." In the meantime, I saw someone who was doubtful and was saying, "How is it that for every slightest thing one feels so much disturbance?" And I, through a light that came from Blessed Jesus, said, "In order not to feel disturbance, the soul must found herself well in God, tend to God with all of herself, as though to one single point, and look at other things with indifferent eyes. But if she does otherwise, in everything she does, sees, or hears, she will feel her soul invested with a disquiet, like those slow fevers that make the soul all worn out, disturbed, unable herself to make head or tail of anything.